When I was a kid, my mama did hair, and it's different than necessarily, she wasn't necessarily a stylist, because I think the salon might have been a little too small for that, so she did hair and make a living, which means that I was raised by her and about six gay men, which was the perfect, perfect place for a kid with hair like me. Unfortunately, when I was about, you know, 5 or 6, the AIDS epidemic started to roll in, even where I was. And this poem is about that time. This is called 1979. That year was the cyanide hiding in the stone of a peach. Look how yellow the photographs, a nicotine sheen on our happy days. A disease roiling out of the Congo to lay flat the tender men before I learned to spell their names. Eric, for example, E-R-I-Q-U-E, with that surprise ending to match his frosted tips. Or Chris, now C-H-R-Y-S-S. His name changed from a Bible school salute to something that rang like a wet finger rimming a genuine crystal glass. They came from the casserole-fed dredge of Kentucky to click and sashay through the salon where Mama doused perm solution on old gray and I sorted yellow rods from pink. Where Mama cut a wet ridge held between pointer and middle and I swept it up. Where Mama waxed her own eyebrows clear out of existence, and I pushed pens into a styrofoam wig head, always terrified she might change her hair so much she'd be unrecognizable, impossible to find in the dizzy spin of racks at the mall. That was when the shop was filled with nothing more than disco tunes, and if ever was such a thing, simple childhood fear. It was another year before she got herself a diamond and dropped her scissors in the neon blue for good, leaving right before the wake of purple sores, all those men I'd adored abandoning themselves through the holes of walls, the vending machines of fruit-flavored lube emptied in filthy gas station stalls. The hubcap chained to the key, reflecting a future tasting of either latex or death. But I swear to you, when Chris set Mama down to dye her hair and I began to cry, he quit, put the bottle down. And Eric, he scooped me up on his fat lap, said, "Girl, while horses wouldn't drive that crazy mama from you, besides, I promise we'll keep that bombshell blonde." I pressed into his body. He was soft, bruised fruit, and I was blessed to ever know a man's flesh could feel some warm, smell peach sweet.